Joining us, welcome to our live webcast at Valley School between Turkey, Texas and Kittaquay, Texas in the Texas Panhandle. We are about to start on the next segment called Native Americans. And I have a special guest. His name's Billy Turpin, and he's the leader of the Plains Indians Intertribal Council. He's also a member of the Muscogee tribe, and he's got so much to share with us today, and this is fascinating. I got to talk to him for a while yesterday, and he's got lots of things that we can look at, and lots of stories, and just you'll be moved by this man. So if you would, click on Native Americans, and you should see a photograph of Native American heritage in the Plains Indian Teepee. Oh, we also have, I just looked and saw Teresa. Teresa Parker is the granddaughter of Quanah Parker, who's a famous Comanche Indian, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her grandfather. And welcome today, and you're mic'd up, and you brought some photographs. Thank you for joining us today. And this man over here in the large headdress is Billy Turpin. Hope you can get a shot of him.
As if anybody didn't know anything about my grandfather.
Well, there's some folks over in West Virginia that might not know, but you know.
This is a picture of him.
Okay. Can you bring that on right up here in front of the Indian feather, and then we'll have our cameraman zoom in and get a shot there.
And this is a picture of my grandmother.
Okay.
Which she was a fourth wife of my grandfather.
Fourth wife. Now that was very common. I mean, a lot of people today don't understand.
Well, he had seven wives, mm-hmm. And she was a fourth. This
okay, hold it real still, because our cameraman is probably trying to get a shot there. We want to make sure folks get a chance to see it on the webcast. Well, tell me a little bit about your grandfather.
He was a very famous man, wealthy man, well known.
And a member of the Comanches?
Yeah, he was the chief.
The chief?
Chief of the Comanche tribe. And also the Kawati.
The band.
Mm-hmm. That's where it started.
Okay. And Billy, feel free to
jump in.
Jump in.
as chief of the Comanche, he was appointed by the U.S. government as chief of the Comanche. He was not actually elected like they are today by the people. He was a very opportunist man, very smart, and he knew what he had to do at the time to go ahead and lead the Comanche people into a peacetime situation with the U.S. government and on the reservations. So he knew English very well, so naturally they chose someone that they could really work with, and this is where he really became chief of the Comanche at that time.
Now go back a little bit and tell us about what time period we're talking about here.
Now, that time was around 1875, 1878. It was about time when he was appointed this. He surrendered to the army at Fort Sill in the spring of 1875, brought his band in. By the end of 1875, all Native Americans had been pushed out of the state of Texas.
Okay. And what were some of the other tribes that were around during that time?
Okay, the dominant tribes in this part of the country right here in the Panhandle was the Kiowa and the Comanche tribes. The Comanche came into this part of the country in the early 1500s, and they pushed the Apache out. A big fight, and of course, you know, they pushed the Apache out of this part and moved him over and took over the country. And then later on that century, the Kiowas came down from north and took over part of the upper part of the Panhandle up in Kansas and stuff like this. And about the 1800s, the Kiowas and the Comanches became allies. And also part of this country was belonged to the Cheyenne, the southern Cheyenne people. So you had this part of the country right here was an overlapping area of about three different nations right here. And the Comanches roamed from this part of the country all the way down to Mexico and all the way over into New Mexico, what is New Mexico now, and made raids all over. Now, the Kiowas did pretty much the same thing, but they were more north than east. But like I said, 1800, they became allies and got together and decided, you know, that they would band together and try to stop the movement of the white man coming to this part of the country.
Okay. And I just want to let everyone know there's a lot of history about Quanah Parker, his family, and the Native Plains Indians on the webcat, on the website.
He studied.
Yeah, he studied.
let's see. You know more than I do.
You can link on the agenda at the bottom of your screen and look up some of that information. I encourage you to do that later today after our webcast so you can tune in and hear what Billy's going to show us. Teresa, do you have any stories about your grandfather that you can remember?
Well, the only thing I remember, that was told to me, I don't remember it, I wasn't even born then.
Right.
He, at Cache, Oklahoma, he has a Big Star home, which that's where he had all his seven wives.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a special one that he took everywhere with him. He didn't take them all. The only person he took with him was the one that didn't have no children.
Too Nicey.
Okay. You're welcome, Indian.
The last surviving wife that he had that died was Tope. Yep. Now, she's the one that come to Canyon.
Okay.
And he attended affairs and stuff like that, you know. And he always took her, but he never took the rest of them. I guess because he had too many kids.
And too many kids at the house.
Now, are you are there other descendants from Quanah's?
Yes, they are. There's a few left. There's not very many.
And where are they at now?
All over Oklahoma. Oklahoma, my mouth's dry.
All in Oklahoma. Most of them live in Oklahoma around Cache, around Lawton, Apache, Oklahoma. Like that's where most of the relatives live.
They've all just practically died off.
Mm. And that's on the Indian side. Now, there's a lot of people say that they're kin to Quanah Parker. That's on the Parker side.
On the white side of the fence.
So I think they even have a get together once or twice a year somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's held at Fort Parker.
Yeah, Fort Parker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one of our state parks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Cynthia Ann Parker.
Then
they have one at Cache, Oklahoma, for the Parker reunion.
Okay, and when is that? Where is that?
That's held about. Anywhere between now and August.
Yeah. And it's outside of Lawton, about 10 miles.
Cache, Oklahoma.
Just outside of Lawton. Just small
town. Above the Panhandle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for folks who don't know what areas we're talking about.
Right.
Do you want to talk about some of these photographs?
Okay, yeah, we can talk about that first picture there, the teepee. What you're seeing there. You go ahead, ladies, down there.